Sorry. Just going back to the very beginning. Coconut Pet, Saif Ali, even though that's gone backwards a little from what I did 2 times ago. Further back from where Scott went. So Nar says, "Vartora mutter lahalva lover kachavim v'yeribis v'chacham asurim makidei chayev olatam chacham obiribis derabanan v'edna mutter." Amar says, "B'chol." Okay, so basically this comes straight out of the Gemara on the Ayin Amavayz going on to Ayin Aleph. The back and forth says, "Minatora you'd be allowed, midarabanan it's not allowed except on 3 occasions, in 3 circumstances, and then Shulchan Aruch ends off." But nowadays, it is mutter b'cholim. So I think I just make a couple of aras, not necessarily so organized. First thing, Shulchan Aruch says mutter. Lalva at the beginning. According to the Torah, it's mutter. So there are achronim who are medayik that clearly doesn't hold like the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah min haTorah. The Rambam, unclear, because our Gemara clearly says not so. Our Gemara, like the Ravid, picks up on the Rambam in Perkei of Elchom Avilovet and in Sefer HaMitzvah, Sadi Ted, I think, says that there is a mitzvah to lend to a goy v'ribis based on the pasuk of Lo Tashich. Oh, sorry. Lanochri Tashich, Lachicha Lo Tashich, Lanochri Tashich is a mitzvah to charge a goy interest. The Ravid says, but in our Gemara, it says that's not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah I say, it's a mitzvah lo tase, it's a lav haba michlal I say, that when you lend to a goy, when you refrain from lending a Jew with interest, you are fulfilling the lav haba michlal I say of not lending to a goy with interest. But there is no mitzvah I say to lend to a goy with interest. So Shulchan Aruch by saying mutter, instead of saying it's a mitzvah, is clearly not holding like the Rambam that according to the Torah it's a mitzvah. So where did the Rambam get it from? If our Gemara disagrees, so there's a Sifrei that says Lanachri Tashiach Zu Mitzvah Taseh, Lachicha Lo Tashiach Zu Mitzvah Lo Taseh. So what the Rambam, the Ravid, Rashba, they say. So even clearly our Gemara says it's not a mitzvah asay. So what does it mean? What does the Sifri mean? It just means it's a lav haba michlal asay, which is an asay. That's what the Sifri means. It's a lav haba michlal asay when you are refraining from charging a Jew, but no mitzvah to charge a boy. So the Rambam, so down here, I don't know if it's in everyone's Shulchan Aruch, but on the Otzer Mefarshim in my Shulchan Aruch, quote, the Knesset Agdola quotes a couple of possible approaches. One of them is also from our Gemara, on Ayin Aleph, that the Gemara says that you're supposed to give precedence to a to a goy. Sorry, you're supposed to give precedence to lending to a Jew over precedence to lending to a non-Jew. The Gemara says, isn't that obvious? And the Gemara says, lo nitzcha ella le goy beribis and a Jew for free, interest free. And still, the Jew is supposed to get precedence. So the Knesset Agdola says, that's still obvious. Why would we think, if the Rambam is wrong, that there's no mitzvah to lend to a non-Jew with ribis, then it's obvious that lend to a Jew without ribis is in kesef kaved ami, it's one of those ims that's not if, it's you must. So if that's a mitzvah, and it's not a mitzvah to lend to a goy with ribis, then obviously lending to a Jew, which is a mitzvah, is going to take precedence. So maybe a raya to the Rambam. But anyway, seemingly most poskim, don't accept the Rambam, and here Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to accept the Rambam that it's a mitzvah. Does it make a difference? If we do accept the Rambam, if at the end of the day we are either midarabana not going to be allowed, does it make a difference? So the Malbe Hashem says, okay, so there's different approaches to the Mishnah Chinuch. Back a step. Okay, But the Rambam, there still was an Isser.
As was the lending them for free? As opposed to just do nothing with their money?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, even within the Rambam, it's not so clear that he holds, it's probably not the case that he holds, that you have to go out of your way to lend him. It's just that if you are lending him, you have to lend the ribbis. And then Tasfina actually says that the Rambam holds that the problem is lo tachanim, that you're giving him a gift by lending him interest free, that's giving him a gift. Right? It's a big, big chesed to get a loan, especially if it's interest free, and so that would be a problem lo tachanim. But the Malva Hashem, that's a I think so too. Is there any way to argue otherwise?
If we're to come in, not all the drushes are derisive. It could have things. We do it. It could be. Yeah. It could be. Yeah, he just means this mitzvah is human. That's an isser at all times. That's the mitzvah I was trying to say. Well, the mitzvah, don't think that the mitzvah is at all times to go ahead and lend people, like the beer chametz or whatever. Put up, you have to go and find the mitzvah to do. But the isser is at all times. As opposed to this, so it's another way of saying it is, you see from the issue which applies all the time, that the mitzvah is not a type of mitzvah that has to apply at all times. It's a totally different ballpark. It's a lot, I do not say that it's machazik a lot. You do have to it. It's something that Makia, the Ramban says, is a chazik of what the thing Dhamma makes out. I don't think possible. You do have things like that. I don't think it's such a... I don't think it's problematic. But you think for a riot, so you think they're both their rights, so you think they're their rights. There's many things like that. That's where we're going.
Okay. So anyway, what I wanted to say, the Malva Hashem was a passed away in 2000. He was a Ram in a Sparta Shiva, Sarah Fahim and Ram. Passed away at 39, but he wrote a real powerful halacha svarim, Rav Moshe Halevi, Moshe Levi. He says, really, we should be machmir for the Rambam. What does it mean to be machmir for the Rambam? So he said, even Tosos accepts the lo tachanim assumption. Tosos at the beginning of Tashich lo sagi delav hachi says that about e tashach nisha delo sagi lo kishof. It's the Gemara when it asked, is it tishof or tashich? Is it about lending him with interest or about borrowing from him with interest? So Tosa says, yeah, it would be a problem to lend him without interest because of lo tachanim. So, at the end of the day, we're not going to be able to lend to a goy without interest. So, what does he mean to be machmir for the Rambam? So, he says that for lo tachanim, there are ways out of it. If it's nakiro, if it's for hakaras hatov, if it's something you're going to get in return, so it's okay. But if it's according to the Rambam, where it's a bitul asay of lending because of lanafri tashif, then that wouldn't be the case. So it says in normal circumstances you should try to avoid. If it's really this boy is collapsing and he needs you, and he needs your interest-free loan, then fine, we can resort to the rest of the poskim who don't hold this. Another.
Let's say, how about a dollar? So
Because that's not really a cash out lease, that's just like a giant interesting
application. Yeah. I don't know, they ask on, I don't know, they have all sorts of questions on this around. Like, what about if you're only charging in Rivas Darabanan, does that mean you were Rivata, the Yaseh, Minatorah? So, yeah, like, yeah, I don't know. I would assume not. Anyway,
that's an easy way to get out of it.
What do you have to charge in?
Charge
for Rivas
Darabanan?
Exactly.
Like you say thank you.
Only if you go walk over and buy an officer.
It does. What if you do? You just give him as an antenna in your lathe? Or your mouth care of the lathe?
But that's what's the fun, man.
Yeah. But you know, you're going to be violating what's going to be in it. You're going to be interest in loans, what's going to be
in it. That's right. Make it with interest.
Yeah, but that's different. I'm saying that's different. So.
No, interest like this. Interest like that.
I don't know if we accept that, Taz. I don't know if Darabanan's going to help you.
And
that's the something we can match him once you're
retired.
Yeah. Maybe it won't bite. In lots of cases, like, not lots of money will be the other guy. But if you can get out of lots of money, in your heart, be not good. Now it's no longer a hold on.
I'm saying just give it to him. What do you need to do with the
label? I want to pay it back. He said, no, they shouldn't have to sit and have to pay it back.
Okay, anyway. Another Rambam. Rambam in Halacha Beis that's quoted in the Birkei Yosef at the bottom of my Shulchan Aruch. I think it's also in Yoram, but it might be from the Shiurei Bracha. That this is the whole Isser is only lending to a goy, but not borrowing from a goy. Okay, so you'd be allowed to take a mortgage from a goy or whatever. You just wouldn't be allowed to deposit money in a bank account with the goy. According to the assuming that it's Aser Darabanan, you wouldn't be allowed to even put money in a savings account, or a CD, things like that. But you would be allowed to take a mortgage from a goy even without all these hetairim. The Rambam says because you're not going to want to associate with them. You're going to try to run away from the guy who lent to you. And so the concern of Shema Yomod Mimaisa is not in play when you are the borrower. Not so sure that that's a convincing logic in nowadays lending types. Commercial banks. Not sure if there's any association in either case, but I would have thought that you try to be nicer to the guy who lent to you than the guy who borrows from you. And so you would try to get closer to him when you're the borrower than you would when you're the lender. But if kach gazru, then kach gazru, and it wouldn't be aser. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so just one step back to the Gemara. Why did the Isser Derabanan happen? Why did they make that Isser Derabanan? So the Gemara says, Tama Ma'akaz Rabbanan Shama Yimon Masa. Because we don't want you learning from the Goyim. And what I thought, that fits in well with what everything else that's going on in this section of Yerodea, Bishalakum, Halavakum, Hadakum. And again, don't lend to them with interest because we don't want you associating with them. We don't want you becoming friends with them. But the Bach actually says it's something else, because the previous if is about Malin Velo Moridim. And so he says here, the Bach is at the beginning of Suin Kuf Samech, that it really follows Kuf Nun Tet, that because Kuf Nun Tet starts, you're allowed to, Dvar Torah, you're allowed to charge a Goy Ribbis. So what's that based on? The Torah said that's based on that B'chayachicha Imach, B'chayachicha, that goy ain mitzuvah la'achayoto. So that follows Kuf Nun Tet, which was Koi, Malin, the Lo Malin, the Lo Marita, that we don't have an obligation to save Gaim. So, same thing, we're allowed to charge them Rivas in the Bach. That's why we picked up on this at the beginning of Kapsamas. The tour just mentions randomly Rivas, Hoavat, Aliyadan, Neva Ben Milsa. Seems like a strange comment in this for the second if the second siman of Ribbis. Now that we're on the topic, let's discuss the rest of it. The Bach says the reason that it's here in the first place is because of Kufnun Tet, which follows Kufnun Tet. Dvar Torah, you're allowed to lend to him. Dvar Torah. So then Kufsamis follows. And the Torah says, Hol Vat Al Yada. Just a separate Ha'ara. I remember I took business halacha with Rabbi Feldman, so we had one part on Ribbis, and he made this diak, and I've subsequently heard other people make this diak. Ribbis is in Yoredeya, it's not in Kosha Mishpat. It's not a Ben Adam Lamachim, Ben Adam Lachaviro, it's a Isser Beheter Shaila. It's more like an introduction to Ribbis called Shir. What type of Isser is it with Nafkaminas? Is it, can you marry a woman with something you got the Ribbis? Whatever. Different types of Nafkaminas. But the Bach clearly is saying that the Tur put it here by mistake. It's not that it's not a Choshen Mishpat. It's that it really belongs in Choshen Mishpat. It just happens to be here because it followed Kuf Nun Tet, which said, Minat Torah, you're allowed to charge it for Ribbis. And the Rambam does that too. The Rambam puts it in Malvin Lora. He doesn't put it in Avodah Zarah or in Deos or Kedusha, wherever else the Rambam might put it. He puts it in Malvin Lora. And the Gemara also puts it in Bava Metzia. So perhaps not something to be medayik in that the Shulchan Aruch just follows the Tur. So if the Tur did it, the Shulchan Aruch was going to do it. Not necessarily something to be medayik in. Okay, anyway, the reason Gemara said is Shema Yomot Mimasa. We didn't notice this Rashi, but Rashi. Hey. Oh, yeah. The top Rashi on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph says on Bichtei Chayav. Right, so we had three heterim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Two of them are from our Gemara. Number one was Rav Huna Bereid Rav Fia, that is Bechtei Chaya, so we'll see what that means in a minute. Ravina, that for Tamidei Chachamim, and then the Shulchan Aruch quoted for Ribbis de Rabbanan. That comes from the Rambam, not from our Gemara. We'll talk about that soon. But Rashi on the top, on Bechtei Chaya, says, Bechtei Chaya hitiru lo, v'yoter mikan asum de Rabbanan del ma'ati l'misrach. So, Dilma Atila Misrach is a lashon the Gemara uses later about lending to your children. And that is talking about you're doing something mutter now, but you'll end up doing something aser. Right? The Gemara said, Tama Mai Gazar Rabban and Chama Yom Masav. Rashi here is saying, Dilma Atila Misrach, that maybe you'll end up charging a Jew interest. If we're going to allow you to charge a Goy interest, you might end up, if we let you go too far, you might end up lending to a Jew with interest. So, what happened here? So, the Mishnah Amel says, Rashi thinks that this is the Machlokes, Rav Huna, Rav Fibre, the Rav Huna, and Ravina. They argue about the reasoning for the Yisr. That Rav Huna, the Rav Fia thinks that it's Dilma Ati L'Misrach. If we let you charge beyond what you really need, you'll end up charging a Yisrael. And Ravina, and that's why the Gemara makes that comment after Ravina, that's only for the Talmud Chacham reason. The Talmud Chacham, that's the exception according to Ravina, and according to that, Rav Huna Bereid Rav Huna and Ravina are arguing. The Maharshal also notices that Rashi and says, not convinced, but he thinks maybe a nafkamina would be if you have another job. If you don't need this means of parnasa to get to deichai. So the hora abrura, that's the
nafkamina, because it's not right to the mistress. I'm not going to learn from them. But I will come to the edge of the Mishra. I will come to the Namir.
B'shtei Chayav is very little. B'shtei Chayav is a lot. You're only allowed B'shtei Chayav. But if you have Kedei, if you can get Kedei Chayav from another way,
it's not Kedei.
Yeah. But a Talmud Chacham would be allowed, even if he has another income, because the only issue is Shema Yom HaMaaseh. The Hora Brura quotes, I'm not sure if this ties in directly or not, you guys can tell me. He has a Chakira, the Heter of Kedei, so if, assuming we hold like Shulchan Aruch, that we have both Heterim, they don't argue, or we have both Heterim, Kedei Chayav and Talmud Chacham. But within Kedei Chayav.
Would you try to say, would you say the other way also, that even if you're, according to the second Ravina, Kedei Chayav will not be accepted?
Yeah.
Only Talmud Chacham.
I think the Marashah wasn't into it anyway, but he suggested as a possibility.
Each one exclusively holds a narrative.
I think so. They could just be giving different okintas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Malvin, loading my hand, loading my hand." Yeah. So within Kedei Chayav, he quoted a chakir. Is it that Kedei Chayav is a small amount, and so you won't learn from him? Or is it that Kedei Chayav lo gozer, it's like a sharat ha, they were only gozer when you can handle it without that. But if you can't handle it, then not. So he said, nafkamina would be if you could get another job. So he said, his answer to that was clearly, it's the latter, and l'chumra. Why? Because Tosfos, okay, this is going to be the focus, I think, of the rest of the Chabura. Tosfos gives three heterim for why nowadays everybody seems to be ignoring this Issur Derabanan. So his first heter is that there's two. Perhaps the Ika D'Amrei argues on the first Lashon, and that all this statement of Rav Huna Rav, who says it? Rav Nachman Amar Lihuna was only to say that there's kedima for a Jew over a non-Jew. But not this whole thing about charging a non-Jew ribbis, and we don't hold it at all. So that's heter number one. That Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote, doesn't hold up, either because he holds they're not arguing, or because we hold up the second Lashon, or because we hold up the first Lashon. So the second heter was where is it? Yeah. Even according to the Lishna Kama, we could be makil because the taxes are so high. I'll just mention the third heter now, and we'll talk about it in a minute. The third heter is we have no choice. We're doing tons of business anyway with the Goyim. We might as well just charge them ribbis. Within the second heter, the Hora Brura is Medayik. If we're increasing Kedei Chayav because taxes are so high, that means Kedei Chayav goes higher. So clearly he's not so concerned that it's only a little bit of money, or whatever amount of money that we were arguing about this last week. How much do you need to get by? So what's Kedei Chayav? So Tosos just raised the bar of Kedei Chayav because taxes are high. So if you're willing to raise the bar just because you need a little bit more to get by, obviously it's not because it's so little and you won't come to learn from him because it's only, whatever, one transaction a year, you're going to have to spend 10 minutes talking to him. It's going to be a lot. It's a lot more money because taxes are high. So he says it's the second one. And in Achinami, if you could find another job, is what the Hora Brura says, if you could find another job, you probably should. Or if it's not Kedei Chayav, you probably should avoid it.
Question?
Yeah.
is that a clear enough Camino? Like, you could say maybe you should find a job going to either side. Or, like, even if you thought that, trying to minimize.
If there's a certain amount, because $100 is low gusto.
Yeah.
So why do I have to find another job?
You should avoid low gusto. You should avoid using that cooler.
There was no cooler. There was no zero.
On the
first $100
is a heck of a
number.
There's no concern that you'll learn from it.
I don't think it makes sense. Like, the amount you're going to learn is having to do with the ratio, the amount of time you spend with them. Because then $100 transactions with them, you're going to learn from them so much. The more you invest with them, the more time you spend with them, the more you learn. Like, it could be dangerous. They only made a whole noise at that point. If you think you should avoid it,
no, like, well, when it's
a, and you don't think so, I don't see why.
With the words "kidei chayav," like, if there's a billionaire, you wouldn't think like, "Oh, kidei chayav once a year." It's just like, I mean, we're saying kidei chayav. Not, they didn't say like.
Anyway, maybe we make all on both sides. I don't think it's okay. Even if you say, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's yeah. But I think you agree with the side of the criteria. But you're saying even
if
you took the other side.
Even if you're the Machmir. Even if you, I don't know, low Gazer because Kedei Chayev is too difficult. So they said to make it. Maybe if you're in that situation, then it's closer.
Yes.
You don't have to go find another job.
Yeah.
Why do you, I don't know if it's so clear that's an asking you.
But if there's a risk that you're going to learn from them.
Okay, but so, because I was like, there's a risk, but they match that risk.
Like, okay.
I just, you want to be mad more than the rabbis. Fine. Maybe it's a great thing. Maybe they'll say Tavaro and Bracha, maybe they'll say Hedra.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know if there's a rule like that.
At the end, Nechachmad Adam says, even with all these Hekirim,
yeah,
Tavaro and Bracha would not win the Gaim the Ribis at all.
We'll see, I think Iker, this
is yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah, so let's get to that now. So the third heter of the Tosfot is that anyway, is it the Oh, Shana Shiruyim, then I'm over EF Shalan or the Stacker, which is Davar Imoni Savini Tan Imahem. That we'll never get by doing business, we'll never make any money if we're not doing business with them, and once we're doing business with them, we're not any more likely to learn from them. So, a couple of questions on that. So, apparently,
you learn from them, but learn from them not about rivets, you learn from them to act like right?
I think so.
Joseph's point in that answer is that the Xera makes no sense anymore.
Yeah.
Because you can do a lot of business with them, but you're just Asher rivets.
Yeah.
You have to Asher everything. You can't Asher everything. So then everything's
mutter.
It sounds like a
Batal Tam, Batal
Zera type.
Okay. So what happens to Batal Tam, Batal Zera?
Meaning that we usually don't say that.
Who says this?
They say in all of us. One of the young ones brings that.
Akash Antos.
Akash Antos. I don't know. Yeah, it's like Klitos.
That there were, well, yeah. I mean, Rav Shechter presents like this. This whole sugya is interesting for Shechter stuff. Like we were talking about, if it's a mitzvah min haTorah, how could it be then aser midarabanan? We would be paz in Yerachayim and Yeradeya, and here batal atam batal akzera. So who said? It's someone in the Yaakov Mefarshim in the back of the Gemara says, "Oh, it's built in." So the Kazera was the reason. So that's a Shechter, I think, both to be honest, and Eibshitz says that, in general, that if they told us the reason, it's patterned after the Deen Daraisa. If the Torah tells us the reason, then we can make exceptions. If the Torah doesn't, then we don't. And the same thing with Zera Derabanans. That's why with cheese, they didn't want to tell them the reason because they wanted it to take hold. And so they weren't going to batal tam lo batal akzera. But here, it was built in, Shema Yomo Mimasav, so it would go away when it doesn't apply anymore. Others said that it's just a extension of the Heter of Kedei Chayev, that once we have to do business with them, it's just an... But that really only works for answer number two of Tosos. Tosos' second answer is an extension of Kedei Chayev. The third answer isn't really an extension of Kedei Chayev, it's just a blanket And that's why Shahar says, that now I go at Ibna, the Ibna Mutab Khalinyan, that doesn't seem to be based on Kibay Khayyam, but maybe it is.
The third answer is also based on Kibay Khayyam.
Yeah, I think so.
Then how do we need to do business with them? Why do you want to do business with them? Like, they
can't. No, you're allowed to do it with never us or to do business with them.
And you can't bring any riots and to do business and don't do interest.
But it doesn't help. Ma'amo'il to not charge interest once you're doing business.
That's a great question on the Gemara, but the Gemara says...
Isn't that what
Tosfos
says? Those are the words.
No, there's a kasha in the days of the Gemara, too. That's not like, Tosfos just undid.
No, I think Tosfos...
I'm just doing Gemara.
I thought he was
doing
the days of the Gemara. You could just do business and it'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what the Tosfos Arash says.
Exactly. And then he was assuming that they're really good. These are what they should have said. You shouldn't do business with them either.
No, you'll be able to survive doing business with
Jews. Right. And they should have made a formal gzeira on not doing business with them. And they didn't.
Yeah,
okay, great. That's one of the reasons. So it's not Mitaz. Yeah, fine. There's not a change. They didn't make it, but the same standard of Gezerah should apply.
I'm saying that now it's in the card we have. Where you can't do business with just Jews and Gezerah. So you're going to have to do business in a way. So once you're going to be doing business with them anyway, so there's no reason to do it.
Because why? You're going to learn from their ways?
You're going to learn from their anyway. Whatever business they're doing. There's no difference being a shoemaker and being a lender.
It's not business like that.
Right.
I thought the way we said it was like, when Chazal made this gazira, they made the gazira in a way that like it was going to expand to other areas of business besides rivers.
Yeah, because that...
Then you have to... And then Mela, as we started doing other types of business with Dorian, everything in theory should have become Asir, you can't do anything, but that's...
But even the Ramah never really loved that Pirish. Like he writes, not Mokha on that. Like, his mother and Sarah didn't accept that. So, why do we hear all of a sudden Shahana accepts that reason? So, I don't know if we should. I don't know if Shahana accepted this reason.
Not now, Shahana. So, what's the Hayat number?
Kidei Chayim.
It was already Mutter Kidei Chayim.
Yeah,
he's just telling you, most of the time, it's Kidei Chayim.
We're using a little bit of a generous definition of Kidei Chayim, and that's the only, like, what do you call Kidei Chayim? Well, like, of course, if you believed in a place with all genius, if you could just run a little shop, that's ice.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. The Karam still remember makes some of these points.
Yes.
So on the third answer, it's very hard to explain it, and also hard to accept.
Yeah.
A strong argument. If the Hetzer here is Kidei Chayim, and you have to reassess that every year and every person, is this really Kidei Chayim?
Okay, so about that, so on that.
I'm not saying that. Let's see.
Okay, so on that point again. So,
if you accept the third shot in the Tosfos, you think that's not halacha, then there's also more reason to assume that the Ramah did than Shachanan. Jonah writes, they don't use the word Kohenin, and the Ramah used the word Kohenin.
Really, that makes a difference?
Who asked the Ramah to add that? I knew the Ramah was
he thought the Shachanan was not saying enough?
Yeah.
No, the Dark Moshe quotes the Mordechai that once it's Mutter for Kidei Chayim, it's Mutter for everything. Only I don't think Shulchan Aruch holds
that. For that same person who was Mutter Kidei Chayim, he can keep going and go a little more.
Okay, but I don't think Shulchan Aruch holds to that. I don't even know if the Ramah holds to that. The Ramah holds to that? That's what Pachol Inyan means?
Probably, but...
I thought he'd have rejected it in the Dark Moshe. He just quotes it.
Nobody ever said that the reason I shot this hair is on your nose.
Well, that's what this fucking dummy from the universe is saying, that it is bottle time, bottle exam. Totally bottle. It's so difficult. I agree with that, so, but...
What do you think about
this is a better parish than your parish in the Tulsa might be better. It's unclear that you're not with it. Or a mom might be better.
Call in and you just check their government.
I thought it does. No, but we could say that we just said before. It could just be, it's only including this. Once a guy's really here, it's looking for him to do more.
Okay.
Are in the context of the world where people are poor, it's an expensive economy. But not bad. That's what this morning I was saying. Once for you, it's butter. If you're going to then you keep going.
Why is that just once for you? Once you're going to be high, you're going to be
high. That's not what he says. I don't think it makes sense. That's what the plan is going to happen. It's clear because one thing I took is going to be high for people who are poor. So then there's no difference between someone from other people who are poor. So then one thing not for the poor guys, they're high, they're not for more than that. They're not rich guys. I don't think they're more than that.
You want to eat
your food?
Yeah, why
is that?
Why is he saying
that? That's
why
it's like 900
of a puppy. 900 of a puppy. What is that in the mutter ad? If he already said that they're in the
family. It didn't
have
to say any of
them. A rich Taliban.
What is that in the mutter ad? If he already quoted it through his parents?
Yeah, so he just...
What did he change about the town of Kassel?
It didn't change anything.
But then why he mentions it? What thing children are going to be like?
There's no difference between the rich town of Kassel.
There was never a difference between the rich town of Kassel and the poor town of
Kassel. The fact that once it's looked at for the poor guy, you're allowed to do more, that's a fetish of the more kind. That you wouldn't know.
No,
because it's common custom. He can keep going more
money. A billionaire common custom was allowed to lend derivatives.
Yes, but the poor guy was never allowed to. He can only do it until he becomes rich.
Why?
This is saying the poor guy can become rich and even more than
this.
Why does
he say being common custom being ma'akir? Unless he was being ma'akir the whole issue of time.
No, I don't think he was ma'akir.
Why was he mentioning the common custom?
To tell you that he has no limit, so too the poor guy has no limit.
Rich.
This is how Rabbi Flint was working. I'm in jail, so I'm going to be in jail.
What's he allowing more?
He's saying that we have a very generous application.
What is that in the Mutter Ed when he already said the three Heterim?
In the two?
In the Shulchan Aruch.
Yes. He says them after.
He just
the two. I think. I don't know. He's just. I think he's just quoting the second answer of Tosis. They have like most of the time.
But you know, because it's a big Kiddush in Tosis. Tosis is using a very liberal application on Kinei Chayos.
I don't know. I like what Scott said. I don't know. I'm not sure. I just. I'm uncomfortable saying you should follow the third day of Tosis. It's so strange.
Okay.
What's the third day of Tosis?
Yeah, that we're talking about now, the business. Like a bottle of time type of thing.
Okay. That's definitely the passage, huh?
Yeah, Taz does. He says the whole thing is true. Yes.
Okay, so on this point of what about nowadays? So Dvar Torah, it was mutter. Midir Rabbanan, it was aser with heterim. Now in the mutter. So what about nowadays? That it's possible where, even though Tosfos can't imagine it, there are communities where you only have to do business with a Jew. So the Nesiva Shalom, common in this sefer, quotes the Klala Deribisa. He is Machmir, or he suggests that one could be Machmir about this, that because, and all the posts can assume this, Heter number 2 of Tosos doesn't really apply. Heter number one, we don't accept. Heter number two doesn't really apply, because in civilized countries, taxes are pretty predictable. They're not exorbitant. That's subjective. And heter number three, even now fell away, it's possible to get by doing business just with Jews. If you live in Israel or whatever, then you can get by. The Malbe Hashem agrees with him that we should be machmir nowadays once again. That if you have the, even if you're in a town where you can get by without having to lend to a road's interest, you should do so. Two arguments otherwise.
You have to live in a town that you won't have to do any business with clients.
I think they hold them Tosos third heter. Once Tosos third heter is there, I think they hold it.
I can get by without lending to coin, I can just be like a barber or a plumber. That's also gonna hang out with Kaim. So that's the better.
But if you're a teacher and you don't need to even do the business with going, then even though that's a third name, but still the
teachers don't make kinetic.
No, teachers don't do business with going.
They don't have to do business with the secretaries, the janitors, the bus drivers.
They don't business with going.
Secular teachers.
No, but he's not making money from the janitor. Like, he interacts with them just like he interacts with neighbors. That's not a... The people he's making money from are the... whoever. They're not employed with him.
But why would Tosos think once we're doing business anyway, it's Dafka business? I thought we're living among them and we're doing everything.
No, once we're doing business.
Why Dafka business? You're interacting with them and others. You're saying good morning to the security guard.
No, it can't be good morning.
Anyway, no matter what I do.
They used to say good morning in the days of good night too. Like, I don't want to say. There's more relationship with the business than the other things.
You're going out to lunch with them.
You want to be buddy buddy? Yeah.
I'm going out to lunch
with them. Okay, so two arguments on that. The Chut Shani, Mr. Karela, he says, even Baba Nakena Rabbi, even in Israel, there most of the Jews, you don't like it, most of the Jews are not from, and we don't want you associating with them either. So Mali, well, I shouldn't say this, but Mali lending to a Goy with interest, Mali doing business with a Goy, Mali doing business with a not from Jew. You're going to learn from a not-from-Jew is also a problem. And so this heter does still exist, even in Eretz Yisrael, in a very Jewish society.
Whoever said that there was such an issue. In the days of Gemara, never said there was an issue.
It doesn't have to be an issue, but if the reasoning is Shema Yomo Mimasav, then... And we're applying Tosfos that once you're doing this...
We can't extend the exam. Also, in the last thing...
Tosfos says, once you're doing this, you might as well do this, because anyway, you're going to learn. You're going to learn.
But no, you can't extend it. There was never an Isra on a Mumer. It was clear on our by a Mumer. There's no Isra on a Rabbanim or Deraisa. So when I said by Mumer, you can take Rivas from him. It doesn't say Kidei Chai. He invented that. It's wrong. Okay. And we showed them all talk about Mumer, and none of them thought that there is no Sefer Bama.
Okay. Heter number two is Chacham Avadya. Chacham Avadya.
Why all of a sudden you came straight? Like, you can't even invade the new theory.
Why not? Why the understand? Why
would they not understand? Because the doesn't mean for all things. For example, Bishlakim and They're not. It's not a Muslim in the post.
No, he acknowledges that it doesn't mean for all things, but for here, it makes sense that it would. Both of them, if the concern is that you're going to learn.
Just expanding itself.
I don't know.
Tosfos did it.
Tosfos did it, and it was a big kiddush. So therefore, we should say bigger kiddush. I don't know. It's like.
I don't think we learn from Mumers as much as we learn from Goyim. I think it was like, they're always culturally Jewish, they have really good.
I think they say it's worse. It's worse to be in a. office environment, but not from Jews and Goyim. Jews have chutzpah. Oh, I know you don't have to dress that way. Why are you doing that? I know Shabbos starts at 4. Why do you have to leave at 2? And Goyim are just like, oh, you're Jewish. Good.
My thought is they didn't see it. That was at least no shchiach in their day of Gemara. There weren't that many mumrim, so they never made a gzera.
Okay. So
and they didn't discuss it in Rishonim. And that was a gzera if I had the matzah.
Okay. I don't know if you like Chassan Rabbi anymore. I think it's the bigger chiddush of the two.
Okay.
He says, based on an idea of Tzvi Pesach Frank, Tzvi Pesach Frank says that there's an issue there Rabbanon to be Megadel a Behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael. And folks can say, oh, nowadays where, and the reasoning for that is that it'll go graze in Jewish fields, and it'll be stealing. Poskim said that nowadays, when most of your neighbors, when you're living in Israel, are not going to be Jewish, okay, so we're not so concerned, you're allowed to be Megadel Behemadaka. But C.K. Safrank says, even nowadays, where your neighbors are Jewish. Yeah, that was the previous nowadays.
The Knesset Mishnah right there doesn't apply in Israel, even though there were Jews there, there's not so much settlement of Jews. Yeah, so 1900s.
Even nowadays, where most of your neighbors would be Jewish, in order for that gezeira to come back, we need chachmah, we need davish of minyan. Again, they need to get together and make this gezeira aser because it went away. Once batlatam batla gezeira, it's gone, and you need a new minyan to go there again, that it's aser. And Chacham Vayu says the same thing here. Once Toso said, but la tam, but la hagzera. He said the first thing was to say sachrei. Once Toso said that this is gone.
It's
just a kiddush to say but la tam, but la zera.
What about you bring that counter examples? Isn't that true? With the, I don't remember, but
this is in Halichot Olam Elakhet. It's pretty short.
It's in Yibiyom. Okay. He has a counter. He brings by mitzvahs we don't say it, or by. My Megula, we don't say there are plenty of things.
Maybe it's a kiddush to say, but
Hanukkah candles. But we don't say this.
That means that the Zera and the reason went hand in hand with each other.
Yeah.
So when the reason doesn't apply, the Zera doesn't apply, just like Dorish and Time, this is when the Torah gives you. But once the reason comes back, of course the Torah is still
there. That's not a kiddush?
No, I like that.
That Rav Schechter expedition is beautiful. I think it's the Mishkan is not what he says, but that makes sense. Did that everyone understand what I just said?
Then that's again, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think about that serving so bad.
Those are the opposite understanding of what the zero.
Right, that understanding is saying but the time like Xavier, it's like
really
easy. But
no,
Xavier
was built in with this understanding.
Yeah, not really. That one's by Mitzvah. Mitzvah's thing is like when you're the counterpoint for at least by Mitzvah. If you think that this is a Mitzvah, maybe it's the same thing. Especially if this is not a Mitzvah, or it's just a Mitzvah human, then it's not the same.
The Mitzvah thing is just, that's why they built it in. There is a certain, the Mitzvah, then you know that they must have built it in.
Okay.
Also, they can build it in arbitrarily whenever they want.
But I don't think only they're absolutely incompatible, and that I have to look it up. The guy does a lot of things where he doesn't, where we don't say that they're too many. It doesn't apply in lots of cases. Hanukkah candles, we don't talk about it. Only the light outside, once they were the drums once. I mean, that's just not true. And so it's like, all right, now in the boom, if you are in a dangerous place, it does become a thing.
That's
what you think about that. Yeah, but maybe once in the days of Rishonim it was all dangerous, and now in America it became safe. You're not allowed to light inside.
You have to light
inside.
You still
have to light inside. I'm very sure that he says like that. Yeah, no one says like that. That's it. All right.
Okay. Dan Chacham Vadia's make on this, he says that they're still in box. The blanket hat there. Even they aren't saying they want to go to Goyim with it. But anyway, even if not, it's still good to make it. They're a bummer. You want to be master?
I just didn't know that Hashem was master in terms of. I still think maybe Rabbi did want to ask it. It's still very strange, you know, to say that he accepted Tosfos. Why would he accept Tosfos? Like, it's based on Bavel Tam. We don't accept that, sorry. The Rambam, like, writes with the ears now. Like, how can
you feel the fruit of the land?
No, I'm just saying, I think it's easier for Chaz not to accept the. I'm just saying, how do you really. It's one thing to someone to say. The Tosfos is that in, and the Rama said, say that Shulchan Aruch said, and for the Rabbi to accept it, it's a harder thing to swallow. That's why I was looking at the stream.
Yeah, I don't know what this means, but he suggests. He has a whole thing about Baba Tam, Baba Jura, right? He said maybe it wasn't a formal Zer there, Abana, that was also. He just said, better to avoid Shema Yoma Dimunasa. Yeah, but I thought there's other usurs that don't really mean usur.
Was that in context? What context is that?
That's in narrow context.
Yeah.
Which is. Up by first
page. It's
Jonah's book.
Yeah, good. Not all. He quoted two. He quoted his two. There are three I know are not. Good stuff will happen. Yeah, Nesila Shalom, Karen Shlomo, and Lev Hashem. I think you like the emphasis of course that it's made there, it's just you lose a lot more explaining to why she is. That's all right. Yeah,